You was born in a different generation. I wasn't brought up in the EU.
They just talk about their England and what's happened to it.
We're still a family, and we always will be a family, but I just feel there's a bit of a divide.
When I was young, British in your proud, and you just went along with that.
People just want to, like, they're sick of hearing about bent politicians. I just think they wanted a change. It's like, all for one, and one for all. It's all about us now.
Voting Remain, like, is obviously a shock.
We do argue quite a lot about it, because I didn't realise that it meant so much to them as well as it did to me.
I feel, like, anxious about what will happen to me.
I think it's a scary world. I really do. I feel that the younger generation feel that the older generation are very racist when they're not. You know, we just want to be British and just go forward and just get better deals for our country.
Her and the generation of people who voted out, like, definitely made to feel guilty about the decision, and what have you done? You've ruined the lives of all these young people.
I felt like I was a bit misled, really. I think if the referendum was next week, and what I know now, I don't think I'd vote, because I feel that I do know two sides to the story.
Like, we've already made the decision, and now MPs want to make the decision for us. So how can that be right? That's not a democracy, as far as I know.
You know, we've said what we had to say, but then everything else, like, started again when Trump got in.
I believe people, like, are disenfranchised with politicians.
I like him, mate. I think what he says is good. Some things he says scare me, but other things he says make me think it might be all right, like business and trade.